Perfect. Thank you. So I wrote everything down. I wrote lots of stuff down. So you'll see me looking down for notes. It's my story, so I have it in my head, but I just wanted to go a certain direction in it. Otherwise, I feel like I could go... I'm a little like, oh, there's a squirrel over there. Squirrel. So I tell lots of crazy... So it could be lots of different ways, but... It's been a long time since I've been here in this church, but I grew up in this church. But I think it's probably been 28 years since I've probably regularly attended. So that just means I'm getting really old. But it's funny, like you were doing the testimonies, Tom, and I remember Grandma Grantham, my great Grandma Grantham. I think she sat right where you're at, or maybe right behind you. Yeah. And she was always be the first one to raise her hand every Sunday. Then we would drive down the road, or sometimes we would walk down the road. I don't know that I'd let my kids walk down this road now, maybe, but eat at Grandma Halfpenny's every single Sunday after church. So lots of good memories here. So, but I was asked to share my story, my testimony, and it's a story about addiction, but it's a story about redemption as well, and God's grace and mercy over me, but he's got the grace and mercy for everyone. So there's going to be some class participation too, okay? So who in here, and you can just raise your hands, you don't have to tell me what it is, but has ever said, oh my gosh, I'm addicted to that. I'm the first one. So who isn't going to raise their hand if I ask them questions? So we got some. So what about these guys? Anybody have that addiction? Let me be the first one to raise my hand. So I want to bring this up because I think people are going to have a lot of different beliefs on this, but some people think addiction is a disease, and some people don't. And I don't believe that it is a disease. I think it's a choice that's made. And it would be a lot easier for me to stand up here and say, oh, I had this disease of addiction, and then I don't have an excuse for what I did and why I did it. I do have a disease. In 2013, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. I have it pretty mild compared to some people that I know, but I can't control that. I was diagnosed with that. That's something that I didn't bring on myself. I think that's a disease. Going back to the phones for a second. I think I don't have anything to back this up. That's probably how all stats are, right? We just make up stuff. But I would say, venture to say 75% of people are addicted to this little guy. Who spends, I've got it up here with me, right? It's used as a prop, but it doesn't come out of my pocket very often, right? I think we're all within arm's length of it, almost 24 hours a day. It's my alarm clock. So if it's an addiction, if the addiction is a disease, then does that mean that over 75% of our population has this disease? I don't think so. I mean, and that's just one thing I wanted to bring up. I think it's a choice you make. And so I made a bad decision. I was addicted to prescription pills I fought that battle for 5+ years until it almost took my life. And so I think God was just there to, I was in the right situation at the right time for something to happen, and it did. And I'm just grateful that I can stand up here and talk to you guys about it. So I think it just happens innocently over time, too. We don't do that thing to, I didn't take that prescription pill at first going, I think I'm going to get addicted to this. It just happens over time. And it did for me, and it made me feel good, and I wanted more. And I could have made a choice to stop, but I didn't. And so I chose that over, well, a lot of people, but I chose it to those people back there in the row I was sitting in. My wife, Gina, my daughters and son, Brooklyn, Bristol, Bronx. Chose it over my other family's members. I chose it over a lot of things. And that's difficult. But I think I've been past it long enough that I can finally open up about that. But so many times I tried to stop. Wanted to stop. Tried to stop. Couldn't stop. Because I rely on myself way too much. How many people do that? Like, I think it's more of a guy thing too. Like, we're too proud to ask for help. Yeah. So I always think, hey, I can do it myself, but not everything you can. And it's okay to ask for help. I look back and, you know, what if 6 months into this addiction, I kind of realized, and I don't know when it was that I realized, oh my gosh, I've got a problem. I should stop. If I would have just grabbed Gina by the hand, sat down with her and said, Gina, I think I'm struggling with this. She would have had no issue standing there with me, praying with me, doing whatever it took to stop that right there. But me being too proud, I didn't want to do that. I wanted to fix it myself. I can stop myself. And then it just, all I did was just take out a shovel and start digging a hole deeper and deeper and deeper. And so I'm sure many of us have been in situations like that, but it just would have been so much easier just to ask for help in the beginning. I think the first time you realize maybe you have a problem is when you need to seek help. So it got so bad that I went to, who's heard of Wheeler Mission? Because they're out of Indianapolis. They have Bloomington as well. But I got to a point where I needed to go away. And they have they do some stuff downtown with feeding the homeless and feeding and sheltering the homeless, but they also have addiction recovery program. And so I did that in April 2019. I went down to Bloomington and lived there in their shelter for about 7 weeks. Didn't want to be there because Jason can do this himself, right? But Jason can't do this himself. Jason couldn't do this himself. And then after you stay so long in the shelter, you can go to a place called Camp Hunt, and that's down in Bloomington as well. And it sits on about 180 acres. And they've got a pallet shop there that they make pallets and sell all over the country. And so they kind of take these guys like me, and in the morning we get up and we do Bible study, and it's all Christian-based, right? And Wheeler Mission is free to go to. They put a lot into you. And they feed, clothe, shelter you for 7 months and just fill you with Jesus, right? So we would do Bible study in the morning, then we would go build pallets, and then we would go back, and we did that 5 days a week. And I did that from basically about the end of May to November when I completed the program. So it was 2019, sorry, when I got out of the program in November, and it was a long time there. You know, I really, God stepped in so many ways, because at that time I was the breadwinner. Gina was just getting ready to start going back to work. I was like, we can't do this. I'm going to go away for 7 months and not be able to, you know, pay for the house, pay for anything. And we just had, there was probably lots of prayers going on in this church. There's lots of prayers going on in our home church. There's just a lot of our family members just stepped in and just helped. And God just put it all together somehow. And that was amazing. So, let me see. So when I got out, I think it was a little difficult to be around people at first. I think because I was just ashamed, I was embarrassed. That pride again, right? We don't need to worry about that because God doesn't care about that. Our slates are wiped clean. But it still bothered me. And it took me 5 years before I started stepping up and sharing my story. Like, I always in the back of my head knew that I wanted to share my story because I thought, well, maybe it can help someone. Maybe it just helps one person. You know, maybe it doesn't help anybody. But I think maybe it just helps one person. But it took me 5 years before I opened up and was willing to share. And it's funny because when that happened, this was in February of this year, I don't use Facebook that much. More so now I use it more, but I really don't like it that much. But I put a post on there and just kind of blasted it out to the world, telling my story. And it was so relieving to me. I felt like an actual like physical weight was lifted off my shoulders. And I had so many people reach out to me and share their story of addiction. And it was really cool to just hear other people reach out to me. And because I'm sure every single one of you guys know somebody and closely probably that has struggled with some sort of addiction. If you don't, well, I'm your one. But I think it's so widely around that I think a lot of people know people and know people closely that struggle with it. So when I got out, like in 2021, Gina and I did what's called a Spartan race. It's like an obstacle course race. And I kind of fell in love with it like immediately and just started doing that kind of stuff. And maybe I do too many of them now. I don't know. But exercise has kind of been, fitness has been kind of a thing for me. And I always tell Gina, if I stop exercising, you need to just drug test me. Because I think that just kind of keeps me on a straight and narrow path. Again, that's Jason kind of trying to fix everything himself too. But it's just one of the things that leads me to it. But when I started to know that I wanted to share my story, I wanted to do something for Wheeler Mission. And so to bring attention to it, maybe to like kind of generate some money. So I started a fundraiser with them, and it tied to an event that I did in June of this year. It was called the 24-hour Mount Sparta event. So it's where, this was in Vermont, and Gina went with me and took me, and I needed her for sure because it was difficult. But at 6 a.m. in the morning, I get up and I start going and I climb a mountain, 1,000-foot mountain, and I come back down. And I just keep doing that as many times as I can do it for 24 hours. And it rained for 23 of the 24 hours, which made it more difficult, especially at night, seeing where you're going, it became slick and stuff. But it was a really, really cool event. Again, it was awesome that Gina was there because at the end of it, I could barely walk. I'm not exaggerating. She almost had to put me in a wheelchair or something. But we were able to bring a lot of attention to Wheeler that way. And I just wanted to give back to them. And we were able to raise about $10,000 for them. So it was awesome. And then I think just to raise awareness. I mean, it's a big name. And it's known well around Indianapolis. But I don't think a lot of people knew that they do have addiction recovery program. So if you didn't know that, now you do. It's, if you know somebody that needs help, it is a great place. You got to be willing to do it, but so I go back down there to the camp, Camp Hunt, The guys still live there. I go back. I went there on Tuesday this week. I go back the second and fourth Tuesday of every month. And there's like a group of three other guys from another church, not the church that I go to, but they go down and like lead some worship. And then I just share my story. And there's new guys in there all the time. And just we just hang out with them, make them just feel like they're normal guys. Because they need to hear. They hear somebody's story that's been through the program and that's came out on the other side. So we just do that. And I want to do things for Wheeler because they helped me so much in our family. So the kids always loved going down there. They were able to visit me after so long being down there. So, but I think one thing you do need is an accountability partner. And it's Gina's there and she is my accountability partner, but I think sometimes she just doesn't understand what I went through on that level. And so sometimes it's better to speak with somebody who's kind of walked those paths. So I am open to talking to anybody. If you know somebody that's struggling and they want to talk to somebody, it is so much easier for me to go and talk to somebody that's struggled than to talk to my wife, who I've been married to for 23 years, because she just doesn't understand it on the level that I do. And so if anybody wants to talk, maybe it's somebody in this room struggling. I'm open to talk with anybody because I think it just helps once you talk about it. If you have that accountability partner, it's going to hold you accountable. Now, since I started talking to people, I have lots more accountability partners. Now all of you guys are my accountability partners. I don't want to let you guys down either. So, you know, because that addiction doesn't go away after, I'm done with the program. I'm done. I'm clean. I'm good. I mean, you still have those days. You still have those feelings every once in a while, but you just got to... you got to push through, right? 1 Corinthians 10:13 talks about God's not going to tempt you past what you can conquer, and he will provide a way out. And so I use that verse going, okay, nothing's going to be put in front of me that I can't conquer with his help. But that's what I need to do more of. And I will be the first one to admit, Gene and I actually had a deep conversation about this week, is that Jason relies too much on Jason. Always have. I don't want to say always will, but I need to break that. Because I rely, and I talked about fitness and exercise, and it just keeps me on a straight path. But what happens if I get injured and I can't exercise or something? Like, I'm relying on that. But I need to rely on God, who will never be taken from me, no matter what, right? And we all need that. We all need to rely on God, who will never leave us. That's probably my biggest struggle now, is myself. You know, I definitely struggle with doing everything myself. But I will work through that. I've got a great support around me. My wife is amazing. Kids are awesome. I think that's about all I had written down for today, but I'll stick around to talk with anybody after service if anybody has any questions about addiction, anybody has any questions about Wheeler Mission. I would love to talk to people about it. So this really feels like a Royer reunion in here. Royer's in here. So no. But thank you for letting me share this with you guys. And I'm open if you guys want to talk.